Welcome back to the program. I remember sitting down and watching the very first AFL footy show. The first person out was Wispy Watson. The guy on the end was Jason Dunstall, and I think I've got the seating arrangement right. And the man in the middle was none other than the great Dougie Hawkins. And he will return to the grand final footy show on the Thursday before the grand final. He's been good enough to join us this morning. Welcome, Douglas.
Morning, Gazza, and morning, Tim.
What do you remember of that first?
I've been having elocution speaking lessons, Gazza.
Don't do that, mate. You lose your whole shtick.
Just be yourself.
Be yourself, my friend. Hey, what do you remember about that very, very first night?
Well, Gazza, it was amazing. A couple of hours before the show, I ran into the great Ernie Sigley, and he said to me, Dougie, just be yourself. Don't try me something you're not. And then about an hour later, the late Lou Richards, and he gave me the same advice. Just, Dougie, just be yourself, mate, and go and have a bit of fun. So, Gaz, I must admit, mate, Tim, you're on the show that night. I had no idea what I was going to do. Had no idea what we were going to do. But we actually had a script, Gaz. And Tim may remember this. We had a script, which I reckon lasted about the first break. I remember Eddie coming over. Tim, I think he said, listen, boys, don't worry about the script. Sam's going to take it somewhere. Trev's going to crack a few jokes. And you blokes just talk manure and have a bit of fun. So it didn't last long, Tim, did it? I don't think we scripted. It was more, I think, Gaz, and you know yourself, Gaz, you're on that as well in the early days. It was more so we had lived. We sort of made it up as we went along, a bit like a jazz singer.
Did we ever? There was a running sheet which basically told
very
us
loose
when we were in and when we were out, and then Sam and Eddie did their stuff. And there were times there where we could become spectators over on the panel.
Occasionally.
It certainly was, Gaz. It was stages there. I reckon there was one night I got in the car and I said to Rayleigh, my wife, she said, you didn't say much. I said, yeah, I actually spoke eight times. I said eight words, I reckon. I said the whole night. I think it was just the tips.
You look right at home, though, Dougie. From show one, you looked at home. And I said to myself as I was sitting there, a star is born on this footy show.
Well, Tim, it was all just a lot of good fun, you know, and we certainly had that. And I think, remember the night when I tried to say manure? I'll never forget it. Before the show, I was playing at Fitzroy at that stage in the island, Nauru. Sam said, what do they make on the island there, Hawk? And I just said, oh, I'll make a lot of manure. And as soon as I said that, he started laughing. I said, oh, shit, here we go. He's gonna ask me straight away. The first question will be, Dougie, what is on that island? And that was the first question to me. And I rehearsed it for the last 40 minutes, and I nailed it. But when the red light went on, my head started to get, you know, when you get real hot, boys, we've all been there. You get hot and you get a bit flustered.
Yep.
And then I went, Mamua, and Sam just pissed himself off. And I wrote a book. I'm an author of three books, and one was Hawk Mamua. So anyway, one word.
What have they told you about the grand final show?
Gaz, I really don't know a hell of a lot, Gaz. I'm not really completely sure. I did get a message from Eddie McGuire's office saying that it may be a panel of myself and Billy and Shane Crawford, and that'd be probably, you know, maybe a 10-minute thing. I'm not completely sure. The players review thing, I'm not a player anymore. I sort of passed that sort of thing. And
yep.
It's more, I think, Tim, more Gaz, to get on there and reminisce about, you know, the original days. I think I only had 4 or 5 years there, and I made a real smart decision, went to Channel 7 and we did a show called Live and Kicking. Wasn't that a shit house show? That was terrible. There was that bad. It was good.
Do you regret putting your chest hair on fire? Is that what you did one night?
Yeah, what I did, Tim. Yeah, you know what I did. The first week, I went across to Channel 7 to be seen to be serious.
Yep.
To show the footy public, Dougie Hawkins goes to the commentary. He nuts his footy back the front. The first show, I stood on my head. Done a headstand and sculled a pot of beer. Can you believe it? On national TV. What a dickhead. And then the next week, Harvey Spielberg, he got me to light a cigarette off the hairs of my chest. What a dickhead.
And you fell
my,
for it.
My kids. And I fell for it. You're allowed to say no, Gaz, aren't you?
Yeah,
you
mate.
Say no every now and then.
It's hard to say no.
I just went along with that. Yeah, went along with it, mate. And so the move to Channel 7 really wasn't smart. I really felt my role, boys, I was starting to get a bit stale, like the court jester, and I just sort of thought the opportunity was there to go and do a bit of commentary. And of course, you know, Channel 7 lasted about 5 years with the footy coverage, and it went over to Channel 9. So that was in the Dougie.
Well, Gary and I always thought you had more range.
Hey, Dougie, have a listen to this.
Hey, Gaz, when are you going to go on the front bar, Gaz?
I'm actually on tonight, so I'm going to ask you for some advice in a moment. But I want you to listen to this. This is Tim Watson's first ever joke that night on the footy show. So have a listen and see if you can remember the Wisp doing his very, very sharpest stuff.
Well, what you think Tim Watson has had, not only was he Father of the Year last year, but of course the Premiership. And again, congratulations on Saturday night. Another Premiership for Tim Watson. Welcome, Tim.
Thank you.
All set to go, mate?
Yes, I'm all set to go. I'm a little bit disappointed about not winning the McTucky.
The McTucky? Yeah. Well, that's not too bad. Yeah. You promised your kids the McTucky,
didn't you? I did promise the kids the McTucky. End up getting them some Kentucky.
Yeah, well, fair enough.
That worked all right, Eddie.
Yeah. What about that, Dougie? The chemistry between Wisp and Eddie was magnificent.
I'll tell you, Gaz, Tim rehearsed that for a week.
Hey, what about you stealing some of my stuff too?
You still slaughtered it, Tim. That was pathetic, Timmy.
You stole my tribunal appearance when I had to face Neil Busy, and I went in there and I said, "Are you busy?" And he said yes, and I said, "Okay, I'll come back later." You've been doing that. You've been doing that for 25 years.
Was that yours, Tim? Was it?
Yeah, you stole it.
Well, you know what, Tim? I've cut back to 6 shows a week. I've been pretty quiet.
Hey, Douglas, what can I expect tonight on the front bar? You've been on.
Well, Gazza, gee, they've been giving you Gaz, haven't they, with that VFL squadron?
Actually, were you on the squadron?
No, you didn't ask him to come on. But Gaz Peterkin, some of those were shocking, Gaz, weren't they?
Sorry, that was terrible, mate. There's no getting away from it, Douglas.
You know what you're going to do, Gaz. He's had a bit of fun with Sam. They're good blokes. And you know what they are? They're footy blokes. Him and Mick and Andy Maher, they're footy blokes. And you know, the quiet beer there, Gaz. And just, it's like sitting, you know what it was, Gaz, Tim? It was just like sitting at the front bar of the Braybrook Hotel, having a beer for your mates and just having a bit of banter.
Yeah.
It's a great show. It's just very, very simple.
Perfect, mate. Well, I'll get in and give it a fly tonight, but we'll also look forward to seeing you on... it's on Wednesday. I said Thursday. It's Wednesday, September 25. It's on Channel 9. It's the Grand Final Footy Show. We've got some tickets we'll give away before the end of the show, but we look forward to seeing you back on the screen, Dougie. What's on today, mate?
Good on you, Gaz. What's that, mate?
What have you got on today?
I'm working, Gaz. I'm a construction worker.
Yes.
I'm a road traffic controller.
Yes.
You know what I am? I'm a lollipop operator.
And one of the best going around too, Dougie.
I tell you what, Gaz, Tim. The other week in the paper, they got it wrong. They said we only get 105,000. We make 150 to 180,000. I'm a lollipop operator.
How do you stay warm on a cold day though, Dougie?
I've got 6 jackets here. I'm down at Clayton. I work with Phoenix Traffic. So I'm down here at M City, down at the corner of Blackburn Road and Dandenong Road. So anyone comes past, give me a bip. I'm on gate 7. I'll give me a wave and give me a bip and I'll wave back. Tim, I've got 7 jackets on. I'm freezing down here.
Oh, mate, we always love talking to you.
You're a star, mate. Thanks for jumping on this morning.
Good on you, Gazza. Good on you, Tim. Good on you, boys.
On you, Dougie.
Dougie Hawkins, what a champ.
One of my favourites.
He just makes you smile straight away. Wednesday, the 25th of September. Grand Final Footy Show Spectacular. Tickets are on sale now. We'll give some away closer to the day. Text us now and tell us what you've seen the light on, by the way. We've got a couple of $500 vouchers to give away, $1,000 worth of blinds. So 0433 98 11 16, or you can call through. What have you seen the light on?